Hey, welcome to Diary of a Sex Therapist. My name is Elizabeth Akunyili, and this is my diary you're listening to. One of the most interesting questions I've gotten from people is, how are you always put together? And I'm looking at them like, hey, these people don't know. They never cheat something. They don't know what's happening. I have never predicted I would be here. Not once. Even if I had a picture of the future, I don't think it was this. I don't have an idea what the journey looks like. There's the part of me that is an adventurer. I like to joke about elements of life. Yes, I jokingly say that if I was an element in life, that I'll be air. Because I like to move. I like the freedom of movement. And so there was never a time where I had a concrete. Yeah, I do long-term plans. I write them down. I have diaries, stacks and stacks of diaries from about when I was 16, 17. Yes, I've always been someone who says, oh, in the long term, I want to. But I'm hardly the person who has, okay, so in 1 week, I'm going to slay Goliath. Yeah, by the following week, I'm going to take off Saul from the throne. And by the end of the month, I'll be king in Israel. Hallelujah. I'm not that person. I am absolutely not that person. I'm going to say this. My call has never been a straight line graph. Never been. If it was, let's say, I was always reading Style magazines and Time magazines at 10. My dad always made sure I had those two magazines. I might not have every other thing. I always had those two, and then I had books, like lots and lots of books. My dad is the reader. I took the book side of him. I took the travel side of him. Yeah, I and my dad love being on the road. Fortunately, the man is late and it's annoying sometimes. We love being on the road. I and my dad love the army. What else? There was something else I wanted to say. Okay, I've forgotten it. But there was all of that eccentric nature that was not even feminine. And so if I wanted to go by that graph, that tangent, I probably would be in the army right now. Because I wanted to be in the army at about 15. Yes. So if someone had asked me where I will be at 15, I would have told you I'll be a doctor in the army. Then at 16, I figured, nah, not going to the army again. Plus, my mom had convinced my father not to let me go. I was like, okay, I'll be a gynecologist. I want to be a doctor for women. So I was spending all my hours watching Dr. 9210, spending hours just looking at liposuction and all the rest of it. And then at 17, I was in 100 level studying physics. Physics was my worst subject in secondary school. I used to tell my teacher, Mr. Alex, I hate your subject. Yeah, I was that student who was playful with all her teachers. Like, you don't really like me, but you don't really hate me. I'm the student you can't really hate, but you can't really love either. Because I'm never following all the rules, but I'm never breaking all the rules either. But Mr. Alex, I don't like your subject. Physics is boring. And then every time I want to tease him, I'm like, see, just look at that swinging pendulum. I mean, it's not magic. It's, yes, it's not hypnosis. I'm always teasing him about the pendulum. Why is he always, you guys are doing like you want to hypnotize us in this class. I don't like physics. It's boring. At least with chemistry. Yes, chemical mixture. Blah, blah, blah. I think I'd always like mixtures. That explains why I went into skincare at some point. But, I mean, Mr. Alex is, I was always, always, always teasing Mr. Alex. At a point, Mr. Alex was tired of me. Like, you know what? Just pass physics in my egg. Like, don't shame me. Just pass. Yeah, sorry. I'll not teach you physics again. And then I got into university and I was studying physics. The day I told Mr. Alex laughed. He was standing. He laughed till he fell down. It was not funny. Mr. Alex was laughing at me. Mr. Alex was laughing for over 5 minutes. Like, please, you're studying physics. Then he will laugh again. Like, stop it. It's not funny. I'm studying physics education. And by the way, I didn't even understand the concept of carryover. So my only ambition was like, God, let me not have carryover. I think Father can give me E8. I didn't know the implication of just wanting to just manage the class. And so from physics 300 level, I realized I love behavior. I love understanding why people do what they do. I'd always had an attraction to people who were bad, in quote, people who were out of the league. So at 300 level, I realized I wanted to study people. I wanted to understand why. And then therapy came up. You cannot, or you should not, box yourself and say, oh, because I like rice, I would only cook rice. Because my child likes treating people, they must be a doctor. Their pathway could change. Your pathway could change. But you will never grow if you don't follow that change sometimes. You have to learn sometimes to flow. Allow yourself to flow. That's one of the things I know I have done. If there's anything I have done successfully, is that I know how to flow. I have allowed God's spirit over the years teach me to flow. I got saved at 17. And as at 17 when I got saved, I had no freaking idea what I wanted to do with my life anymore. This was me at 16 who had a conference plan with my friends. At 16, the first project plan I and my friends made was what, 5 millionaire. At 16, I cannot forget it. We wanted to have a conference for secondary school students, and we were going to host it at the International Conference Center, Abuja. We were a bunch of 16-year-olds. I was the one who wanted the project. They were the ones who wanted to support me. And the oldest person on that planning committee was 17. And 1 year later, I was turning 17, and it was the most miserable birthday I ever had. Because now I was in school, studying a course I don't like. The only thing that was consoling about my course was that there was education inside. And I've always loved teaching people, even if it's for fun. That was the only consolation. But I was turning 17 and I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life anymore. I wanted to go to the army. Army wasn't forthcoming. I wanted to go and do gynecology. I wasn't getting admission for medicine. Okay, I applied to get biology. Here I am doing physics. And I had prayed. So what's happening? That birthday, I was so miserable. I remembered wearing flip pants and flip top, and I was looking like this big shapeless something. It was not funny. I was so miserable. I didn't know what I wanted. And guess what? I didn't know what I wanted for over a year plus. I didn't know what I wanted from 100 level. I didn't know what I wanted throughout 200. 200 was the most miserable of them all. In fact, now I was even saved. So I had the Holy Ghost. I'm like, Holy Ghost, what's up? See, it's like my life was easier when I was not born again, no. 200 level was so bad, I was going to drop out of school. I called my mom one night. I was on the prayer ground on school field. I was crying. I called my mom. I was weeping and I told my mom, I'm dropping out of school. I'm dropping out of school, but I still didn't even know what I wanted to do if I drop out. It was that bad. Like, literally, if you had brought all the courses in the world and placed them before me that night, I still didn't even know what I wanted. You won't always have things figured out. Glory to God if you do. But you will go through those times when things are not clear. You would start one thing, it will teach you another thing about yourself. You might even start a business that would fail. You might do a course and realize, nah, this isn't it. And then you're dropping out or you're switching. But if you do not have patience with yourself, if you do not understand that it's not one straight line graph, bam, to success, you would always be frustrated because you will be unrealistic. If you think because I like one thing, then it is that one thing or nothing else. Sometimes you will be with people you don't like. You'll be in places you don't like. But those things will stretch you the way physics stretched me. After I failed for one whole year, 100 level through 200. After I failed for those 2 years, my pride was finally touched. Because by the time I was in senior secondary school, I was already bored academically. I spent the bulk of my time in SS1 in the library reading everything else but school book. Like, I literally didn't care about my education anymore. I was just bored. It wasn't heavy enough. It wasn't mentally tasking enough. It wasn't intriguing enough. Learning wasn't adventurous. I was searching for adventure. When I got to 200 level and I failed well, my chest, it touched me like, no, I am not this dumb. If not for anything, for my pride, I'm going to read. When I began to study, I began to discover I had more elasticity. That was 300 level. That elasticity I developed in 300 level brought me to where I got in 400. The flow of 400 level led me to start my business. I didn't know jack. The day I put the post up on Facebook and said, oh, what you people have been expecting from me starts tomorrow, blah, blah, blah. After I uploaded that post, if you've never heard me give you my business gist, go on our Instagram account, Aliza Express C, and just go to our IGTV. You will laugh. The way I launched my business was funny. I just went on Facebook and put an implicating post that said, oh, I'm starting something tomorrow. And after I put it, I asked myself, what are you starting? I had no idea. I told you I love adventure. I had absolutely no idea what I was doing the next day. But I just knew I needed to do something. And I found a new friend and that was it. You've got to be willing to let yourself flow. That flow has taken me from physics to therapy. A few years into therapy, last year, I discovered, oh, okay, I think I have strength now to expand. I have a team that works. And then I brought up style. That was even when I was sick. I noticed, oh, this is bringing in money right now. And then my skincare business just went par from just my family and friends. My first order aside family and friends was 18,000. Okay, let's do this. But it will never happen if I had said, see, I want to be a doctor. It is medicine or nothing. Oh, I was going to go into the army. It is army or nothing. We cannot have an all or nothing approach to certain areas of life, like her assignment. What if God says switch? You'll be rigid. I had a major minister abroad years ago say that God told her that the conference she has built over the years, she should hand it over to someone else, and subsequently when she comes to that ministry, she'll come there as a guest. You tell God you're not doing, you won't go. God had told David that, oh guy, you'll no longer be the shepherd, you're going to be a king. And after they anointed him king, here he was running up and down for his dear life. He'll say, oh, this is hard, me, I'm going back to being a shepherd boy. Until we are open and willing to go with the flow, to understand that things won't always be a straight line graph. We won't go anywhere. We won't get anywhere. We don't even know what tomorrow morning will look like. In the next 1 year, there might be no diary of a sex therapist. I might have given out all the content there is for this community. And I might have to move on to something else. It will be growth, not retrogression. Some of us are so afraid. We are so afraid of failing that we will not take a step at all. Well, fail forward. Fail. Some of us are so intimidated by other people's progress that we feel there's no place for us in that space. Go there. Sometimes you don't have to go against the tide. Sometimes you really need to go with the tide. Some other times you need to go against the tide. And some other times it's okay to even walk out of the river completely. But you've got to be willing and open-minded. I hope this really helps your journey. If you have a personal question regarding your assignment or where you think you need to be, you need a clarity session, by all means, feel free to buzz me, get in my DM on any of my social accounts, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Minister Liza. If you still want to listen to something around your call, I recommend you go and listen to the Staying in Your Call podcast series. It's 4 episodes. Staying in Your Call, the community for your call, it's all there. And then there is an audio course on my website at www.ministerliza.xyz on Staying in Your Call. And there is a devotional and a book coming up. Because the concept of staying in our call is so elaborate and so small at the same time, that we have to be open-minded. There is no negotiating it. You have to be open-minded. Some of us have opportunities just in front of our noses, but we can't see it because we are so carried away looking for the big thing. And some of us are just saying, no, I don't want big, or let it just be small, as I don't like problems. I don't like being on stage. I don't like drama. Well, those things are part of it at some point. There was a period I was all up on stage, and there was a period where nobody knew where I was in Nigeria. Like most of the people who were consuming my content, they were never sure whether I was in Abuja or I was in Ondo State, I was in Ibadan. They didn't know where I was. They just knew there was content. Those are all seasons. And the time will come where I will be all up on stage again. Learn to enjoy the flow. Learn to enjoy the process. And have a great week. See you next week, Friday. Bye.